Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In the highly praised children's book, Shaylin's Reptile Adventure by Kathleen Cates, a young girl must go on a special journey to prove to a council of adults that with the help of a reptilian friend, Jack, she can survive on her own and stay with her friends. You'll experience her fears and share her courage as she tries to overcome many obstacles and faces many dangers as a young girl trying to succeed in a grown-up world just to prove her love to her reptilian friends. Kathleen lives in Springfield, Oregon with her husband and children. She got into writing these children's stories to bring joy, hope, and faith to children that may need it the most. And Kathleen Cates, author of Shaylin's Reptile Adventure, joins us on This Week in America. Kathleen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This book is doing so well, and it really has messages we'll talk about to inspire, entertain, and inspire young readers. We'll talk about that as we go through the conversation today. What was your motivation to start writing children's books? Why did you feel this is a way that I can reach and help young people?
I have my children all were born with a genetic condition, and they all have different disabilities because of that condition. And there's been a lot of times where my youngest daughter has lost faith and couldn't pull herself back up when she fell down. And so her name is Shaylin. That's who I wrote the book for. And the book really helped her overcome the obstacles that she has overcome in her life.
That's an amazing story. And the book is, Shaylin's book is now helping so many people with the positive message that you have in there. And I talked about the messages. What are some of the messages you're trying to send to young readers in your books?
I want readers to know that not everything in the world is bad. The world is not a bad place. And if you have faith and you stay strong in that faith, then you can overcome pretty much anything.
It's fascinating reading your background in writing. You are a very gifted author. Talk about that. How long have you been writing? And I want to mention maybe somebody that inspired you along the way. I understand in high school was a special time for you in finding this talent. How long have you been writing?
I've been writing pretty much all my life since I could write. But I really started writing when I was in high school. I had an American literature instructor that gave me all the courage that I needed and the incentive to write. He had us do an assignment one time and take our favorite fairy tale and turn it into like an Edgar Allan Poe type of story. And so I chose Cinderella. And with my mom's help, we rewrote the story Cinderella, and that was the best grade I've ever gotten in high school, and my told me to do something with it.
What was that experience like? When you do something like that, you're really opening up yourself, that creativity. This is your story, and sometimes there's concerns. I write this, somebody's maybe not going to like it, somebody may critique it. You laid it out there, and basically knocked it out of the ballpark. I mean, got an A+ on that. What was that experience like, taking this creative mind that you have and expressing it through these books?
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. And when, you know, my husband and everybody tells me that they're proud of me, but when I see people that I'm not related to that really like my work and that tell me that they've read it to their children and they've read it over and over and over again because their kids just want to keep hearing it. It just brings joy to my heart.
The book is Shaylin's Reptile Adventure by Kathleen Cates, and Cates is C-A-T-E-S. The book at Amazon, the usual places, stratton-press.com. We'll give you all that as we go through the program. It's all listed on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back to what you mentioned with your daughter and how she really could relate to the book and how it was really helpful with her. Talk about the inspiration when you decided maybe not just words in reaching out to Shaylin, but putting it in a story and maybe she can relate to that. Maybe this will be a breakthrough. What was that like? Because it sounds like it was an amazing breakthrough for her in sort of changing her outlook on things.
Well, It's funny because most kids, when they're younger, they want like a puppy or a kitten. My daughter's always wanted lizards or dragons. She loves reptiles and she relates to them. Like, she used to have a couple of bearded dragons and she came right out of her shell. Anytime those bearded dragons were with her, they were like, it was like they gave her superpowers and she was able to come out of that shell and grow. And so I made the book about her and reptiles because that's what she related to.
What was that like when you got this finished product, when you have a copy of this book and there's Shaylin's daughter that's on, Shaylin's name that's on the cover of the book, Shaylin's Reptile Adventure, with a beautifully illustrated book as well. What was that like when you had the book and you shared it with her for the first time? What was that moment like?
Just seeing her eyes light up when she saw the cover of it and the book trailer that's on YouTube. She's like, Mom, I'm in a book.
It's sort of like Christmas. I'm sure the expression on her face as she was seeing that for the first time. When you decided to write these books, you had the success in high school in writing. You did some other writing that's ended up being published. What obstacles have you faced in your writing? Let's talk about what you went through to become an accomplished author. What were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome in writing?
I had to overcome obstacles. I've had some frustrated moments where I've had writer's block and I couldn't think of what to say, and I've had to reword certain things and kind of bring it down to the level that I want it to be at so younger kids can understand it. And one of the biggest obstacles that I've overcome is not writing it from my perspective, but writing it from a child's perspective and really getting into the mind of my kids in order to be able to write so that younger kids could understand.
You know, it's interesting as you talk about that, you think of the challenges that someone who writes books for children have to go through. I mean, you can't use a lot of words. You can't use big words that they may not understand when you're geared for a younger reader. How challenging was that? And how often did you go back and second guess yourself and change words and maybe change sentences, maybe even change an entire page when you went back and went through that? I would think that would be a really long process to get that to be most effective.
I rewrote Shaylin's Reptile Adventure like 6 times because I would be in the mindset where I was writing so that the kids could understand it. And then I would catch myself going off as though like I'm reading a big kid book to my kids. But then I would have to bring myself back and I'm like, I need to be at like in the mindset of what a child thinks. And it was very difficult.
Well, you've done an excellent job. The result is Shaylin's Reptile Adventure by Kathleen Cates, C-A-T-E-S. Book it Amazon, the usual places, stratton-press.com as well. And we've got all these addresses, web addresses on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What you've got one other book that's published and I think a couple of more, one in progress and one that will be out soon. What are the other books what's the one book that you've published so far?
It's called Savannah and the Golden Pig. I wrote that one for my middle daughter, Savannah. And it's about a girl who, there's a saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, this girl in my book is actually being raised by a village because she lost her parents. And so she runs away and she goes in search of a new family and wanting to be part of a family. And she meets a friend along the way. And then throughout their journey, they meet a golden pig that gives them 3 tasks. And then he says if they complete the 3 tasks for him, he will grant them 1 wish.
And that book is available where they can find that, I'm sure, at Amazon. Again, the usual places for books. And that's Savannah and the Golden Pig. And we'll have that on our website as well. And Michaela, the Polar Princess, I understand that will be out here soon.
Yeah, it's currently I'm kind of tinkering around with it, making sure everything's perfect, but it should be released soon.
And what's the story behind Michaela, the Polar Princess?
So my oldest daughter, Michaela, yes, they're my inspiration. My oldest daughter, Michaela, has always loved polar bears. And she's just always loved them. She used to want to own one when she was little. But I put it into a book where she gets to go on an adventure to save some polar bear cubs that they're playing on a sheet of ice, and the ice breaks off and floats away. And so she gets to go on an adventure to save them.
And in the book, you've got, of course, the adventure you mentioned, you've got drama, you've got grief, you've got all sorts of topics that young children go through and done so well. That's Michaela, the Polar Princess. When do you think that will be out?
It's a few months down the road. I'm still trying to, finish everything and make it perfect. Like, I've had to rewrite that one like 3 times.
Well, it pays off. Your attention to detail and making sure that it resonates with the young audience is paying off. And I understand a book in progress, categorized that way, is Tyler the Great Defender. Give me a little background on that and where you stand with that.
So I started writing that when my son was 9, and he is now 15. it's a long book in progress because it's going to be the first novel I've written. So it's going to be for the older kid, young adult era, and it's a zombie apocalypse book. And this 9-year-old with a couple of his younger friends completely saved the entire human race.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Now, this is young adult, and how long do you think it will take you, no pressure, to get that to the point that you feel like it's ready to be published?
I'd have to say probably about 6 months or more.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to all of those. The book that's out now that we're talking about is Shaylin's Reptile Adventure. Her first book, Kathleen's first book, Savannah and the Golden Pig, out as well. What are your future goals going forward in writing? You've done so well throughout your career in writing. I think did poetry for a while as well, and you've got now the young adult. You've got the children's books. Where do you see yourself going from a writing standpoint?
I want to bring joy to kids, but I also want to eventually be into like writing. I've always been fascinated by like Edgar Allan Poe stories, and I really like Stephen King books. And so I'm actually working on a fifth book right now that is a thriller, and it's for the adult age groups. It's about a girl who gets abducted and has to fight to survive and stuff. So I see my in the future becoming the face and voice for other people who can't have one, if that makes sense.
Yes, and you have such a nice way of an empathetic way of tapping into that and being able to express it, and you've done that so well with the children's books. When you, and it's probably different for the different genres that you're writing in, but how do you start when you've got an idea? You've got the idea for the zombie apocalypse that we talked about. How do you have it like thoroughly outlined before you begin writing the story? Even with a children's story, do you know where it's once it starts, where it's going, or do you sort of adapt as you go, depending on where your intuition takes you as a writer?
Well, my mom always told me that I have a gift because, I can close my eyes and I can picture what's happening in my story as though I'm watching it on a movie screen. And I just start typing. When my fingers start moving, then they're typing a story.
Well, in it, you get that sense because the writing that you've done that I've seen is very visual. Has there been any talk about doing visuals with this, doing an animated series with the children's books, maybe doing something with one of the young adult and the adult books you're working on? Would you like to do this and turn them into videos of some kind?
I would love to turn them into animated videos or, eventually even movies.
Oh, yes.
That would be amazing.
Do you see this now as I was going to ask if this was what a hobby that you've had, and but you really, it doesn't appear you tackle it as a hobby. It's sort of a motive, one of the motivating factors in your life is to be able to do this and touch people. Do you look at this as a career? Maybe you look at it as, I've already got a career in writing. I've got these books in progress. I've got them written. Where do you see yourself as a writer?
I don't think of writing as a hobby. I love to do it. I love writing, but I think of it as, I would love nothing more than to be able to quit my job and just devote 100% of my time to writing.
Well, hopefully that happens. And with the busy life that you lead in having all of these projects going on, how difficult is that to find time to read? Do you set aside a certain time, or is it when I get an idea and I've got the opportunity, I'll start writing?
When I get an idea, if I'm having I do set aside some time for my family and my kids. And when I do get an idea, I'll jot it down. I'll pull out a notebook and I'll jot it down.
What is the response of your children? You mentioned your older child, the son, is now, what I think you said, 15. What's this been like for them? What a great bonding experience for you to be able to take their thoughts and their desires and turn them into books. They each will have their own book that you've written for them. What kind of experience has that been like for you as a parent, being able to, as I mentioned before, not only entertain, but really help each of your children?
It's the most rewarding thing that a parent can do. I feel it in my heart every day, and the smile on their faces. And my kids aren't really big on reading, especially my son and my youngest daughter, but they've gotten into reading so much that now my youngest daughter has a library card and she goes
Fantastic.
To the library.
That is great. And did that start that way for you? Were you encouraged to read as a child and I can remember the moment I got my library card. Was that something that you went through? Because as I said, you started writing at an early age and very gifted at that time. Was that something your parents encouraged?
Oh, my mom read to me all the time. And whenever I had a writing assignment, she would get excited and help me with it. And so, yeah, she encouraged me big time. I owe a lot of my writing and my talent to my mom.
What do you say to people that are maybe listening and going, you know, I enjoyed writing, but then life came along. I had children, I got married, I've got a job. I just don't see how that fits in, but boy, I would love to do that. You had all those things to deal with as well, with the family and in real life, but you had this love that of writing that was there and you were able to follow through. What advice would you give someone who's like, you know, I really admire what Kathleen is doing and I'd like to be able to do that as well?
I say that you got to set some time aside for yourself. You might be in a career and you have children and stuff, but you got to set some time aside for yourself. And with that time, then is the time to sit down and put your thoughts to paper.
What is it like dealing with, now we've seen the upside, the books that, two that are published, a couple more coming out, going into the adult field as well. What's it like when you mentioned writer's block before, where, okay, this really isn't fun right now because I really don't know where I'm going with this story, or you send it out for consideration publishers and you get rejection or you don't get an answer at all? What's that like when you have obstacles as you're trying to pursue this?
For me, it's just one more obstacle that I know that I can overcome because yes. I've overcome so many before.
And that's one of the powerful messages, isn't it, with your books with children, to be able to overcome what it is, the obstacles in life. You've really tapped into the emotions of a young person and all that they go through. What do you hope with this book, Shaylin's Reptile Adventure, what do you hope the takeaway is for the young reader and the parent that's probably sharing the story with them?
I hope that they can look at difficult times that they might have and say, well, this girl in this book, you know, was able to do it, and so maybe I can too. And I hope that it really does give young readers courage and, you know, to stand up and fight you know, it's survival.
When you were growing up, were there books like this for you? Were there books that you relied on, that you took out of the library and read, that helped you get through those what can be difficult years growing up in the teenage years? Were there books that helped you get through that period of your life?
Not really. I did read a lot, but I read a lot of like Edgar Allan Poe and Stephen King.
Yes.
It took me back into the movie theater in my mind, and I was able to, you know, I mean, some books that I read, I can actually feel myself actually in the story now as an adult. When I was younger, there wasn't really very much, you know, that I related to.
Do you think that's something maybe missing now? And I don't mean to talk about, boy, times were better when we were growing up, but the fact that you had those books and in your mind, you could take that story wherever you wanted. You could be the star of the story. You could be actually on location as the story is unfolding. Do you think they're missing out on some of those examples now?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, there's a lot of books out there that are encouraging the kids. I just took my stories in a direction that children relate to, like as far as animals go. A lot of children relate to animals, and there's a lot of animals in my books.
Our guest on the program has been Kathleen Cates. That's C-A-T-E-S, the book we're talking about specifically, Shay Lynn's Reptile Adventure, that's now available. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Her first book is available as well, Savannah and the Golden Pig. Coming up, several more books, Michaela the Polar Princess, coming up fairly soon, followed by Tyler the Great Defender, and also working on several other books as well. Kathleen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story, how you've been able to take these books and really work magic with these, with your children and other children that have learned from the books that you've written, and talk about your writing career as well. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully we can do this again and talk about all the other books you've got coming out.
Thanks for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Kathleen Cates, author of Shay Lynn's Reptile Adventure, also Savannah and the Golden Pig. Both books available. You'll find them at Amazon.com, Stratton-Press.com, all the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.